Welcome to the Rebecca Lee Podcast, the 2.0 edition. I'm your host, Rebecca, for your go-to self-development podcast. On this podcast, you can expect to take away tangible tips, motivation, and positive energy on the journey to expanding into your best self. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of self-development and holistic wellness to nourish your mind and create positive change from within. My mission is to help you feel like your most authentic, confident, and best radiant self from within. Thank you for being here, and let's go on this journey from surviving to thriving together. If you're a woman looking for a life-changing experience, then look no further because I am so excited to be hosting my next retreat in Greece this year. This is a women's self-development retreat that's designed to have you leaving as the most limitless version of you. Yes, I even called this retreat limitless. Each day will include wellness activities, self-development workshops, fun experiences such as a boat day, a cooking class, and of course, time to hang out with your new like-minded besties by the pool or the beach. There's only a few spots remaining, and this is my only retreat I have planned. We already have such an amazing group of women who are locked in to come with us. So if you want to take one of our last spots, then check the link in the description for more information. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the podcast. I am excited for today's just chit-chatty episode because today we're going to talk about how to get the courage to make leap of faith decisions. Yes, I have found that within myself and so many people in my life right now, there's a lot of this energy of needing to kind of leap and then the net will appear, right? That's like one of my favorite quotes recently is leap and the net will appear. It's not the net will appear and then you take a leap. It's actually the other way around. And I find that this is a very difficult thing to do. It's difficult for myself, and we'll kind of get into some things that I've been going through. And I know it's not an easy concept to grasp, but I have worked on it a lot. So I want to share some tips and some things that I think can maybe help you today, because there's probably something that you're debating, something that you know deep down you need to do. Or some leap of faith decision that you need to make, but it's scary. It's really hard. It's really hard to get the courage to leave a relationship that maybe is good, but you know deep down isn't your person, or to leave a job that maybe is comfortable, but you know deep down is keeping you stagnant and stuck, or it's really hard to move cities, or it's really hard even like more on a micro level to distance yourself from people or to take a bet on yourself and to post online and to, you know, take a leap of faith in your business, maybe. There's so many different things that can come up in our life. And the more you learn to strengthen this muscle, the muscle of making leap of faith decisions before the proof is there, the easier of a time you're going to have. And this really comes into this like intuition mindset, because intuition is not going to show you necessarily like the whole path ahead. Intuition is not logic. Logic wants to know that if I make this decision, I'm going to be safe and everything's going to be okay. But intuition is more like, ooh, here's the push. Here's where I want your soul to go towards. But it's not going to show you necessarily, you know, the safety that you're looking for. And once you can kind of start to understand how the brain works and how our intuition works, you start to make these decisions a little bit easier, right? Because you understand that intuition is not always logical. Honestly, majority of the time, intuition is not logical. Every time I followed my intuition in my life, it has been the decision that seemed more illogical, right? Like quitting my job, moving to LA, even moving to Miami. Like I had a great life in LA. Moving to Miami was not a logical decision. Certain things in my business, burning down certain things in my business, leaving certain relationships, they've all been more illogical than anything. But the intuitive pulling, the intuitive no is what I listened to. And I think a good way to kind of get intuition versus fear, out of your head is, or to understand the difference between the two, is that intuition is going to be a soft knowing. It's going to be a soft nudge. It's going to be a knowing in the back of your head. I always like to say to my friends when they're debating between two decisions, I tell them, okay, let me give you the answer to one of them, right? So like if you're asking me, for example, should I move to Miami or to LA? Right. Okay, let's just say that. And I tell you, move to LA. What is your initial gut reaction? Is it, okay, yeah, let me think. Yeah, maybe you're right. Okay, yeah. Or is it, yeah, but dot, dot, dot. Yeah, but what about this? Yeah, but what about that? Because that is a great way to kind of understand what your intuition is saying. Because whenever you have like the but, this, and that, that's not intuition, right? So you kind of have to ask yourself, like, what is this knee-jerk reaction to either decision? If somebody tells you, do this, what is your initial reaction? Is it like maybe a calm knowing? Maybe there's fear there still, but like you still kind of have just like this sense of like, yeah, maybe this is right. Or is it like this alarm bells? Because fear is going to feel more, fear and anxiety are going to feel more loud. They're going to feel more like alarm bells. And that's the difficult thing about it, because it's louder. It's stronger than our intuition in a lot of ways. It's more easy to hear the fear and the anxiety, but your intuition is going to be a soft knowing. Even if there's fear there, the fear doesn't feel like an alarm bell. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. There still is fear with intuition, but the fear doesn't feel like alarming. It just feels like it's there, versus fear and anxiety is going to make you like make your body experience like really bad anxiety and fear. It's usually the louder one. So anyways, if you need to make a leap of faith decision and you need to get courage to do it, I want you to know that living in an abundance mindset, in a higher self mindset, in a higher belief, higher power mindset versus fear is always going to win in the long run. Even in the short run, if it hurts, even in the short run, if it doesn't seem good, in the long run, having the abundance mindset of knowing deep down that whatever is meant for me is never going to pass me by, is always going to find me. And there's always more of where that came from. There's always going to be another better relationship, another better job. There's always going to be more. You need to have that abundance mindset instead of fear. Because when you live in fear, you're living in a lack vibration, in a lower vibration, in a vibration that is pulling you down and that's not necessarily the intuition pulling you towards. So you need to keep reminding yourself that there is a difference between having a higher self mindset, an abundance mindset versus fear. And that's what you kind of need to start switching. And honestly, I do this myself. I catch myself a lot of the time living in fear or lack mindset of like thinking this is the only thing or the only way something can work, right? It's like, no, I can't make this decision. I can't leave this thing because this is the only way that this is going to be possible. No, no, that's lack mentality. You need to stay in a higher abundant mentality. And last thing I'll say before we get into some tips, I just want you to know that life is funny because life won't show you the results in certainty that you made the right decision until you make that leap of faith. And it's annoying. Honestly, it's annoying, but it's true. Life won't show you it until you first make that decision, until you first leap, until you first take that first step. Life can't show you otherwise. Life is not going to show you it before. No matter how hard we want it to, you need to be the one to take the first step, and then life can meet you there. And that's where I think so many of us struggle with making leap of faith decisions, because we want that certainty. We want life to show us, but that's really hardly, rarely ever how life works. And that has been a huge wake-up call for me in my 20s personally. So here are some tips to really get the courage to make that leap of faith decision that you're thinking about. And I know you're scared and I know it's hard, but you can do it, all right? Here are some tips to help you. Number one, you need to learn how to get quiet with yourself, to hear yourself, and you need to stop asking everyone else. This is the biggest piece of advice I can give you, is to stop outsourcing your decisions and your life decisions to every other person when in reality, no one knows what is best for you besides you. Everyone else is going to project their own limitations, their past experiences, their wounds onto you. They're going to project all that stuff onto you and tell you what you should do with your life when it's not their life. They're just projecting. And I wish that I learned this concept sooner because I spent so much time in my 20s agonizing over decisions, calling everyone, asking people, asking my friend, asking my sister, asking this person, like, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? And honestly, a lot of the time, it gets you more confused than anything else. And I look back and I'm like, wow, imagine if I listened to those people who told me, oh my gosh, how are you going to make money from Instagram? How are you going to do that? Like, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't leave your job. You shouldn't move. Like, there were people who told me that, by the way. Imagine if I listened to them. Imagine. So you need to ask yourself, where are you outsourcing your power, your decision-making? It's not benefiting you to be asking a million people what you should be doing with your life because no one knows besides you. And the only way to hear yourself is to get quiet with yourself. You need to be spending time alone, meditating, going for walks, talking to God, to the universe, if that helps you, journaling, like doing anything that kind of helps regulate your nervous system so you can start to get the answers and the courage to do the things. Because I've found that the more you're asking everyone what to do, the more you're delaying this like leap of faith, right? Because you're procrastinating it in a way. Versus if you just spend time with yourself and you listen to yourself, you're more likely to make these decisions. So get quiet with yourself and go inwards for the answers. Tip number two, you need to know that you create the certainty. The certainty isn't going to come to you. You have to be the one to create it. You have to be the one to tell yourself, this is for the good. This is going to be better than I could have ever even imagined. I might not be able to see it yet, but this is going to turn out amazing. My future self is going to thank me for this. You are the one who creates the certainty. Even if you have to fake it till you make it, even if you don't feel certain at all, I don't care. You can't keep waiting around for something or somebody else to give you the certainty that truly at the end of the day, only you can give yourself. Only you are the one who can give yourself certainty. So that's what I mean by you need to be the one to create it. Because if you're not creating it, you're waiting around for it and it's not just going to come. You have to be the one to create the certainty. So learn how that works for you. Learn what you want to do, but create the certainty within yourself. Tip number three, have faith in a higher power. This helps me so much. Whether you want to call it God, universe, source, creator, it doesn't matter. But it's very hard to get certainty and to get comfortable making like scary decisions and leap of faith decisions when you don't have trust in something greater than yourself. Truly. And the more that I have worked on my relationship with God and the universe and surrendering and just like allowing life to take me where I need to go, I don't need to hold on so tightly and have this huge grip on it, the better my life has become. And I think it's very hard to attain certainty and it's very hard to attain these feelings of, you know, it's going to be okay without having faith in a higher power. You really need it. I think it's so essential to just elevating even spiritually. It's very, very hard if you don't continually practice having trust in something greater than yourself. And so for me, that really looks like trusting in God, like praying. Honestly, I love to pray because it takes the control off of me and I can place it into something greater than myself, into a power greater than myself of like, please help me take this off of me. I don't want to worry. I want to follow what my soul is calling me towards and please show me the way. Like, it's not even about being religious or not. It's just about taking the pressure off of you and placing it into something greater than yourself, placing it into something else. And with that, that relieves so much of the anxieties because then you can just have something that you trust in, that you know is going to be good. So find whatever works for you. I'm not saying there's a one size fits all, but once you start to have a faith in a higher power, it makes making these leap of faith decisions a lot easier. Tip number four, I want you to understand how your mind works, especially when it comes to decision making. So for example, I've realized and I've learned about myself that
I can easily get into spirals in my head when it comes to making big decisions because I'll go back and forth. I'll spend so much mental energy inside of my head trying to achieve certainty that I'm making the best decision, for example. And when I realized that that's just my mind trying to keep me safe, that's my mind trying to protect me, I realized that I don't have to feed into these thought loops anymore. I don't have to feed into this mental energy of rehearsing and going over each decision a million times. I can let it go. And I can learn instead how to listen to my body instead of my mind. Because a lot of the times, our mind will keep us stuck. Our mind is what creates the fears, the doubts, the anxieties, but the what about this, but what about that? And that's what keeps us stuck. Leap of faith decisions don't come necessarily from our mind and our logical brain. It comes from our body. It comes from our intuition. It comes from our deeper wisdom, our deeper knower, and deeper knowing. And that's why I tell you and I urge you to really take a look and understand, what are the patterns in your brain? How does your mind work? Do you spiral? Do you, you know, spend so much time going back and forth in your head? And if so, like, how can you get out of your mind and into your body? Really start to work on this and to understand how your mind works and how you can start to do certain things that calm your mind down and instead listen to your body. And last tip, the last thing I want to say to you is that I want you to know that you can't make any wrong decision. There is no such thing as quote unquote wrong decisions in life. I am a 100% firm believer in this, is that there is no decision you can make that is wrong. Every decision is good. Every decision is going to lead you down the right path. Life will rework itself if it needs to get you to the path that you ultimately need to go on, but you cannot screw up your life from one decision. That is just not the case. There is no such thing as any wrong decision, and you need to take the pressure off of yourself to quote unquote making the right one, because there's no such thing. Life always has a funny way of working out, so don't put so much pressure on yourself about making the right decision, because there isn't one. There is just a decision. It is just the thing that you choose, and life starts to rearrange and rework itself for you after that. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, feel free to take a screenshot, share it on your story. Let me know you listened. I love hearing from you girls, and get ready for an up-level series coming soon your way. Sending love. Mwah.
This episode sponsored by She's Birdie. Every woman knows the feeling, that quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot, the moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0, a personal safety alarm designed by women for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, nonviolent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you, because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com.